This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. If even 10% of the American people had any idea what's coming in terms of social chaos, civil war, financial collapse, all that, then you would not be able to buy a rifle anywhere in America. You wouldn't be able to buy a night vision device or storable food. You wouldn't be able to buy any preparedness or survival gear at all. Probably not even a single bottle of iodine, because they would all be wiped out. In fact, the very fact that you can readily purchase such items right now tells you something very important. It tells us that most people are not preparing. Most people are not anticipating catastrophic problems. And of course, the reason why is because they're too focused on football or, I don't know, their own lives, their own jobs, their own interests, and they're not thinking about how fragile society has become due to the fact that the deep state is out of control, the lawless left has abandoned the basic pillars of civilized society, the media has turned into fake news, the stock market is a fake Ponzi scheme, and so on and so forth. You know, the pharmaceutical cartels are not selling medicine, but rather poisons. The ecology of the world is on the verge of total collapse. The pollinators are collapsing. The oceans are collapsing from microplastics pollution. There are gender bender hormones all throughout the food supply. Human reproduction is collapsing. But there are things that are about to happen that are imminent in the next 5 years or so, such as the risk of civil war, the risk of financial collapse, and so on, that should have intelligent, informed people getting prepared, but they aren't. So something very important to derive from this is the fact that the only reason you can prepare right now is because nobody else is doing so. The only reason, in other words, that there are rifles in the supply line that you can purchase right now, the only reason they even exist is because only a tiny, tiny fraction of Americans currently want to purchase such rifles. I don't know if you recall, but after the Sandy Hook shooting, I think that was 2012, all AR-15s were wiped out of inventory nationwide. All AR-15 ammo was gone. Prices were sky high. AR-15s that used to sell for $600 were being auctioned for $3,500. The supply just vanished because people bought them up. And after the Fukushima disaster, you know, the nuclear power plant in Japan, you couldn't buy iodine anywhere because everybody was buying iodine. And similar things have happened following various events throughout history. Every time there's a storm that's approaching Miami, for example, suddenly all the stores in Miami are wiped out of water and food, which tells you that nobody had any extra water or food before, like 2 days before the storm hit. Even when they knew they lived in a storm zone. You live in Hurricane Alley, you should always be prepared. You shouldn't have to run out to the grocery store. And yet, the very people that live in Hurricane Alley do not prepare. So if people won't prepare for a hurricane that's on the freaking news with the weatherman saying, yeah, it's going to be here in 5 days, it's going to destroy this county, and people don't even prepare when that happens, you think they're going to prepare for a civil war that the mainstream media is telling them will never occur? You think they're going to prepare for a financial collapse that the lying mainstream media is saying can't happen because the Fed is in charge and has everything under control and you should just buy more stocks? The American people, by and large, will never prepare for the biggest black swan events. The most catastrophic events will have the fewest people preparing in advance. Precisely because those catastrophic events are so beyond the capability of the imagination of the typical person that they can't fathom such a bad thing happening. It's like people who live in the shadows of volcanoes, like Mount St. Helens or Mount Rainier or other semi-active or recently active volcanoes, Do they have a plan to evacuate that volcano? No, because when the volcano goes off, they're dead. The lava flow just goes right through their bedroom and they're gone. There is no plan to deal with something that catastrophic, so they just don't think about it. And that's the way people are in our economy right now, in our society. They're like, well, if the banking system fails and the debt pyramid collapses globally, and it's a contagion of bank failures moving from bank to bank, nation to nation, central banks fail, currencies fail, then we're all just screwed anyway, they kind of say. They might tell themselves. We're all just screwed anyway, so what's the point in preparing? So they don't prepare. Well, they might say, oh, if there's a civil war, you know, country's going to be total chaos, people fighting in the streets. What's the point in preparing? I'm not going to survive anyway. So they don't prepare. Or maybe they don't even think about that. Or they just dismiss the idea, oh, that would never happen. There's no way that that could happen. That was something that happened in the 1860s or the Revolutionary War, over two centuries ago. That would never happen now in our modern day. We've got it all under control, they tell themselves. But it's not under control. And there is a great risk of systemic collapse now underway. So the takeaway from this, for you and myself and all of us, you know, let me give you a personal version of this. I don't go out and spend money on luxuries. It has never been part of who I am. I don't do it. I don't buy jewelry. I don't live in a luxury home. I don't wear designer clothes. Don't buy designer fashion purses and accessories for other people. I don't engage in that. You know what I buy on a Black Friday special sale? Optics for rifles, communications gear, backup radios. I have actually purchased some very interesting physical computation machines that do math and multiplication by turning a crank. You might wonder, why? Well, how are you going to do all this complex math when the power grid's down? You ever thought about that? No, most people haven't thought about that. I buy gunsmithing tools. I buy stored food. I'm making colloidal silver and ionic silver and biostructured silver, so I'm manufacturing that myself now, and also keeping quite a bit of that for myself as well on the side. I buy things that matter, that can keep you alive, things that preppers might want. I don't buy luxury things, and I don't live in luxury things. I don't judge the value of my existence by how much luxury crap I'm surrounded by. You know, people, oh, here's a speedboat, and here's a luxury sports car, and here's what people buy, this $5,000 watch. Really? That's pointless in my mind. Now, a $5,000 optic, $5,000 night vision device, yeah, I've got those. Actually, more than $5,000. Binocular night vision used by helicopter pilots, for example, things like that. Those are valuable things. Those are things that can keep you alive. Your luxury yacht or sailboat or whatever doesn't keep you alive in a collapse. Nothing wrong if that's how you want to spend your time and money, you know, having fun. Everybody deserves some recuperation, recreation, and so on. I'm not against buying that stuff if you enjoy it. You know, like you buy a $1,000 bicycle because you enjoy riding bikes. That's great. It's exercise. You're outside. It's wonderful. I'm totally in support of that. I'm just saying that when you have the chance now to prepare for what's coming, you may want to prioritize buying the things that you will not be able to buy when the chaos comes. And you notice I'm not plugging my store. I'm not here plugging any products, nothing. Just as a general principle. Like, I don't sell rifles, but you should go buy a rifle if you don't already own at least three. See, I don't sell rifles. I'm not going to be in the gun business, but I'm begging you to get prepared so that you can be safe and you can protect your family and your property and your own life when things hit the fan. And a rifle is a very good way to do that if you know how to use it. So get ready. It's not going to be pretty. And there will be a day where you won't be able to get any of these things that I'm mentioning right now, and you will wish that you had perhaps purchased more of them in advance. You can read more of my work at collapse.news. It's a very interesting website. Check it out, collapse.news. My name is Mike Adams. Of course, websites include newstarget.com and brighteon.com, the video alternative to YouTube, where free speech lives. Check it out, brighteon.com. Thank you for your support. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing. Using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited, it's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.